KPBS On Demand is supported by the San Diego County Toyota Dealers, offering a new 2025 lineup of vehicles at your local Toyota dealer, including a new Tacoma with turbocharged four-cylinder engines and a hybrid powertrain option. The San Diego County Toyota Dealers. We make it easy.
Good morning, I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. It's Friday, June 5th. Partial funding for the arts in the city of San Diego could be restored. More on that next, but first, let's do the headlines. The Union Tribune is reporting that Oceanside Unified has decided to change the name of Cesar Chavez Middle School to Senda Middle School. Senda is Spanish for path or journey. The new name was unanimously approved by the Oceanside Unified School Board early this week. The vote followed months of community surveys, meetings, and recommendations from a renaming committee. This all, of course, comes months after the late labor leader was accused of sexual abuse and rape, leading to the renaming of schools, parks, streets, and the federal holiday. A ceremony was held yesterday to mark Southeast San Diego's 10 years as a federal promise zone and to celebrate it transitioning into a community-led initiative. A promise zone is a federally defined area of historic underinvestment. The city says that in the area's 10 years as a promise zone, $500 million in grants was secured, digital equity was improved, and a banking institution was brought into the community. The new community-led effort is being called the San Diego Promise Zone Alliance. It will aim to improve the lives of residents in Southeast San Diego. The Rinks Foundation, a nonprofit branch of the professional hockey team, the Anaheim Ducks, presented Escondido City Council with a proposal to build a new public ice rink. The founder of the foundation is also the owner of our local San Diego Gulls and the Anaheim Ducks. The proposed rink would land in Escondido's Kit Carson Park if approved. The current design features seating for 2,000 to 3,000, a restaurant, and training and competition facilities. Proponents say all proceeds generated from the complex would go towards further growing ice sports through local activities. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
KPBS On Demand is supported by Rug Expo. For over 30 years, Rug Expo has served San Diego. Family-owned and locally operated, offering a large selection of rugs sourced from around the world, providing cleaning, repair, and appraisal services to care for your investment. Learn more at rugexposd.org.
San Diego City Council members are reviewing the 2027 budget today. As Penner fellow Emmy Burris tells us, partially restoring arts and homeless service funding is now on the table.
Restoring funding for arts and culture programs would mark at least a partial reversal of the cuts Mayor Todd Gloria recommended last month. The independent budget analyst for the city recommends reallocating up to $6 million in hotel tax funds meant for the convention center. That would free up money for arts and culture grant programs. All nine council members supported restoring arts funding, including Sean Elorivera of District 9.
A city without art and culture is a city without a soul, and I don't want San Diego to be that sort of city. And we don't need to be that sort of city.
The mayor's draft budget would reduce beds at the 16th and Newton Homeless Shelter. But the budget analyst's office says that would cause a system-wide shelter intake freeze and instead recommends a partial restoration. City Council members will discuss the recommendations before a final vote on Tuesday. Emmy Burris, KPBS News.
San Diego City Council member Marnie Von Wilpert began her general election campaign for Congress with a press conference outside of the S. County Democratic Party headquarters yesterday. Public Matters reporter Jake Gatta says she's already taking the fight to her opponent, County Supervisor Jim Desmond.
Von Wilpert now has the backing of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. The DCCC will provide fundraising and organizational support for the campaign. The fight for California's 48th is one of just a handful of competitive races that could decide who controls the House of Representatives. Here she is at her Thursday press conference.
We have one mission, and that is to stand up to Donald Trump in Washington, D.C.
Supervisor Desmond has President Trump's endorsement, but he's hoping voters will see him as a moderate focused on affordability. and he'll lean on his record at the county and as mayor of San Marcos to win over voters in the general election. Jake Gatta, KPBS News.
Human rights advocates rallied in San Diego this week. Reporter Tammy Murga says they're urging lawmakers to reject proposed state cuts to health care benefits.
The rally took place outside State Senator Akilah Weber Pearson's office. It's part of a statewide effort to prevent cuts to health care coverage for low-income Californians, known as Medi-Cal.
But it doesn't have to be this way.
Nicole Lilly leads a youth advocacy nonprofit called Our Time to Act. She says the impact would be felt by more than the people losing their health care.
Children watch as parents and grandparents and siblings suffer without life-saving medicine and treatment. They go hungry as premiums and cost of care drain their families' resources.
The governor's proposed budget would exclude undocumented immigrants from most healthcare services. It would also make it harder for low-income seniors to qualify. Newsom says cuts are necessary because of a looming multi-billion-dollar deficit.
We are forced to make decisions. That's called reality. It's called math.
Lawmakers have until June 15th to agree on the budget and begin final negotiations with the governor. Tammy Murga, KPBS News.
A San Marcos artist has designed a coin for the U.S. Mint in honor of America's 250th birthday. Reporter Katie Anastas says the collectible coin celebrates the Declaration of Independence.
The $100 platinum coin features a quill in the foreground. In the background, the sun breaks through the clouds.
The sun breaking through represents the hope.
Christopher Palance designed it. He's part of a nationwide pool of artists that works with the U.S. Mint.
It's the best thing I've ever done.
2 years ago, the Mint asked him to come up with a design to celebrate liberty. Palance wanted to include an eagle, but not like the eagles he'd seen on coins before. He drew an eagle calling out mid-flight, its wings framing its face.
I wanted it to be aggressive and threatening and not a symbol of sort of a passive United States.
On the front of the coin is a sunflower and a honeybee. He says it represents the symbiotic relationship between democracy and the American people. Katie Anastas, KPBS News.
Disco Riot's mission is to grow social consciousness and connection through collaborative, thought-provoking, movement-based art in San Diego. Arts reporter Beth Accomando says you can enjoy performances and workshops this weekend at Queer Movement Fest 2026.
To celebrate Pride Month, Disco Riot is presenting Queer Movement Fest, featuring artists from San Diego and beyond who identify as part of the 2S LGBTQIA+ dance community. Tonight, the festival presents a variety show at Malashok Black Box Theater in Liberty Station, featuring local and visiting artists performing drag, burlesque, and circus acts. Then on Saturday, there's an artist showcase featuring performances and Q&A sessions with the artists. Saturday's workshops kick off with one focused on drag dance, combining choreography and freeform movement for all bodies and identities, with accommodations for disabled movers. Next is a workshop whose clever title I can't say on the air, but it focuses on becoming the queer warrior. Organizers describe it as a queer-only offering, since the movements are designed with the queer experience in mind. The final workshop is Primal Physics, which intertwines the physics of rope and dance, encouraging participants to tap into their most grounded and feral expression. All workshops are free, and performances offer tiered pricing, so no one is turned away for lack of funds. Beth Accomando, KPBS News.
We have a few other weekend event ideas for you and yours. Today is the Oceanside Art Walk. It's from 5 to 9 in downtown Oceanside. The Oceanside Museum of Art is also participating. Starting at 5 p.m., admission is free at the museum. Sticking with the theme of FREE this Saturday, June 6th, is California Adopt-a-Pet Day. All adoption fees are being waived at participating shelters. You can visit caadoptapetday.org and click Find a Shelter. On Sunday is the third annual Neighborhood Taste of Barrio Logan. Sabor del Barrio is a one-day self-guided celebration of Chicano food, culture, and community. Their site says a ticket gives you entry to a shuttle service, tastings at over 35 local businesses, and free entry into the Chicano Park Museum and Cultural Center, and more. Whatever you decide to do this weekend, enjoy. That's it for the podcast. This podcast is edited by Brooke Ruth and hosted and produced by me, Lawrence K. Jackson. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.
KPBS On Demand is supported by UC San Diego Park and Market in the heart of downtown San Diego, offering a flexible venue for meetings, conferences, and events of all sizes. Cityscape views, modern space, built-in AV, on-site staff, and no catering requirements. Details at parkandmarket.ucsd.edu.